Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making8.com. Want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. That's right, it's Maniac Monday, and you know, we gotta say a big old shout out to our fans tuning in right now, our Making 8 Maniacs. We love you guys. Thanks for joining us here today. I'm kind of shocked, though. We've only got six of our Maniacs in the chat room. What's going on here today? Do see that we have some guests in there. Want to let y'all know that if you get over to Blog Talk and you sign up with them, doesn't cost you anything. You can register, build yourself a little screen name there, and scroll on down and visit and chat with us. We'd love to have you on. We're here taking your questions and your comments. We're taking calls, 646-915-9940. We're also taking comments and questions in the chat room, so if you want to scroll on down there, give us a big old shout-out. Say, hey, tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. Let's see. We got some bull riding. We got some rodeo. And we got some good old-fashioned Western talk to, you know, we're going to sit back and talk with y'all on. It's Monday. Golly, man, I can't hardly get things rolling here this morning. It's just one of those days, you know. Maybe that two cups of coffee just wasn't enough for us. We might make a few people mad here. We've been watching this morning on Twitter and on Facebook, everybody commenting about the cold weather everybody's having. And you know what? We're just not having that here in Florida. And I'm actually getting word here on Twitter that some of them are having some issues getting on over here to chat with us. And we apologize for that. Hopefully we get that thing fixed up. And, you know, best thing to do is just kind of close out and rejoin us. But, yeah. Most definitely. The weather down here is just absolutely beautiful. Sun shining, probably close to 80 degrees already. Just one of those days. Nice little breeze blowing. Got to love it. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting outdoors bringing it to you right here on the Lunch Hour Show. So can't complain there. Got to love that nice Florida sunny weather. That's right. We got our good friend Junior. Oh, I just seen Jaylay pop in. Jaylay, what's going on, my friend? Good afternoon to you, and welcome to the Monday show. We're going to get things started off here momentarily. We're going to take some calls. I believe we've got a special guest caller in. You guys have seen her on Twitter. She's been posting all weekend about a big event that she had going on. We were helping promote it this week on our radio shows, and we're going to find out how things went out there in Oklahoma. So y'all stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get you started with a good Monday song. You know what? It sure is Monday, and couldn't have it with a little bit without a little bit of I don't even remember who sings it. Man, I'll tell you what a Monday it is. Now I can't even find the song. What do you know, man? This is just absolutely crazy here. What is going on there, Making 8 Maniacs? It's Monday. We got to get things rolling here. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about our first break here. You know, I wasn't going to do it right away, but we'll go ahead and throw it at you. Ride Rank for a Cure. is definitely our feature today, one of the guys we want to promote. Rod Rank for a Cure had a bull riding, bullfighting school going on this weekend out in Kansas, and they put on one heck of a good event. And you know what? We appreciate them. We actually raised a little money for them this weekend. When we come back from this break, we are going to talk about it. So how about a little bit of Mark Chestnut to get us started on a Monday? We all need it. Y'all sit back on the Lunch Hour Radio Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime, and then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head.
Marines make Christmas possible for less fortunate children. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Thank you to all of our Making 8 Maniacs for jumping on board. We got a few more in the chat room this morning. Want to say good morning to you. We got, well, actually, it's good afternoon now. Here on the East Coast, we know it's still morning time over there on the West Coast, so we'll catch y'all some slack. Hopefully y'all got your coffee going and got things fired up here. We're looking for a great show today, and I believe we're going to go ahead and see if we can't get our caller on the line here. If she's out there, we know you're listening, darling. Why don't you go ahead and give us a call? We'd love to get you on the line. If you're looking to give us a big old shout-out this morning, make sure you push 1 on your phone if you want to talk to us. We know we got some listeners tuning in online as well or on the phone, and I want to give you guys a big old shout-out as well. Miss Donna, we know you're listening. Tuning in on your phone, and thanks for doing it. We love you. Hopefully you guys are having a great Monday as well. We got a few things to talk about. Our donation drive, that we had going on, courtesy of PBR News for You. Mr. Cody Burleson went out there and went out of his way. We ended up raising a total of $640 that we're going to be splitting amongst the four organizations that we're going to donate to. So we're going to go ahead and get those checks out to those guys. Thank you, Making Eight Maniacs, for jumping on board with us, helping Cody out, and really supporting this. What a fantastic thing you guys have done, and we sure appreciate it. So we're going to get right down to it. Let's talk some bull riding here. Now, for all of y'all that know, you follow us on Twitter. You also know that you got Miss Sandy with 2G Bucking Bulls. She had the opportunity to put on a fantastic event this weekend, and we're going to find out about it right now. So let's go ahead and get on the line. Miss Sandy, you there?
I'm here, Scott. How are y'all?
Oh, we are great on this Monday morning. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. After yesterday, wonderful.
Hey, great, great. Well, tell us a little bit about it. Now, it was held in Guthrie, correct?
It was in Guthrie at the Tyler Blount Arena. And we had 15 bull riders. We had two separate rounds. And we had about five or six stock contractors there. We had three completed rides in the first round and only one completed ride in the short round.
Okay. And that was, your winner was?
Our winner was Cody White out of Choctaw, Oklahoma, and he won with a 74, his first ride on a 71 Cotton Eye Joe from J.D. Moore Bucking Bull. And his second go was 84 on Bourbon Street from Johnny Masusi Bucking Bull.
Wow. Man, I'll tell you what, must have been exciting. How was the crowd out there? Were they fired up for a good bull ride?
They were. The crowd was spectacular. You know, we didn't expect to really get a whole lot of people. The weather was real cold. We only had about 2 weeks' notice to kind of put this together. And we had turnout in droves. We made so much money at the gate. People were more than willing to pay. We only charged $5 head, and we had people giving $50 donations, just more than we could ever expect.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, and that's just the spirit of the rodeo family, really getting out there and supporting a great cause like you guys had out there. You had a silent auction as well, correct?
We did. We had a silent auction, and I do have to thank you and Making Eight, PBR Get Tough, and Barbara Matthews for donating the buckle that she won off the contest from y'all. That was the big money maker for the silent auction. It's almost embarrassing to say how much money that buckle brought.
Wow, really? That is fantastic. And, you know, I got to tell you, whoever purchased that buckle is definitely can wear that with pride, just knowing where it came from. And, you know, what we were able to do here, and like I said, it didn't come from Making Eight, didn't come from Cowboy Dave. It came from a special person out there in the rodeo family. And we were just so blessed and fortunate that she was the one that won the prize, and, you know, that she gave so unselfishly. So thank you once again, Miss Barbara.
Definitely, Barbara. You're one of my heroes.
So tell us about the stock down there. I know that you had one of the PBR stars, Mr. Ryan McConnell, down there. Tell us about him.
We did. Ryan came. He brought 10 bulls of his own. He was a guest judge for us. He did such a great job. He is such a nice guy. He has a new fan in me. That's for sure. He had a line, I don't know how many miles long, with people, and he just stood there and signed autographs, and he was signing everything that, you know, I put in front of him. I think at one point he went out to the truck and said, "Here, you know, here's my riding glove, and I'll sign it and donate it to the auction." And he's just a super great guy.
That's awesome. That really is. You know, I mean, it's great to see, you know, our favorite bull riders, guys like Brendan Clark and, you know, Ryan McConnell, that, you know, put forth such a good effort. Jody Newberry is another one. Him and his wife really do a lot to help out, you know, kids in need and things like that. They're all really special people. And that's, you know, that's the quality of stars that we're following, you know, are these great athletes, you know, tremendous to get out there in the arena and do what they do. But then they turn around and give so unselfishly to the fans. It's great. I love the rodeo family. Wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
You know, Scott, I wouldn't either. And these guys from the PBR, like you were saying, they're such great ambassadors for PBR. They just get down right with you in the, you know, dirt and mud and pull up their sleeves and help out any way they can. And I'm proud to know the guys that I do and look forward to meeting some more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Miss Andy, I am so excited for you. You know, I actually saw one of your posts there, too, that you're actually asked to start producing some events, correct?
I was really surprised and shocked by that because it seemed like it came together so easy. You know, it was just a couple of phone calls and it all just kind of fell into place. So I wasn't so sure how much I had to do with it as it was, you know, luck, friends, and oh, my God.
Yeah. That's wonderful, and I want to wish you the best of luck with that. Hopefully, if you guys can start putting on some big events out there, maybe you'll tag Making Eight along, and we'll come out there and do a video broadcast and hang out, and we'll get the Making Eight Maniacs out there to hang out and fill the seat.
Oh, I would love it. That would be great. That would be great. I do want to let everybody know, because of the benefit, we were able to give Cody's mom almost $3,400 yesterday. And that helped her pay with the funeral and burial expenses, and I think she had a little bit left over. And our announcer, Cody Johnson from Marlow, Oklahoma, he came out. He did such a super job. I'm kind of one of those bossy women, and they made a mistake of handing me a radio, a handheld radio. So I was bossing everybody from all over the place. You know, there were people turning down radios. No, we don't want one. But he did such a good job taking direction and one of the great volunteers who made it all possible for us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm just so glad that this thing has turned out as well as you had hoped. And we look forward to hearing more of your events that you're going to be putting on here in the near future.
Absolutely.
Well, are you there with us, Sandy? Sandy, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We kind of lost you there for a second. I don't know if
okay.
It was yours or mine. But
it's
Monday,
raining here.
I'm telling you. It's Monday. We'll just blame it on Monday. But, yes, listen, you know, I definitely appreciate you taking the time and calling in. And, you know, keep getting a grip with us. You know, keep hanging out and spreading the word. And I appreciate it. I wanted to say thank you for, you know, handing out some flyers for us out there. We certainly appreciate it.
My pleasure, Scott. You've done so much with the contest and helping out and everything, getting us in touch with Barbara, who could get us the trophy buckle that she sent. It was wonderful. So thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you guys take care and have a great week, and we will definitely talk with you.
All right, Scott. Thank you.
All right, Sandy. Well, there you have it there, Making Eight Maniacs. You know, courtesy of Miss Barbara, she really helped out and did a fantastic job. And thank you to Miss Andy for putting on such a great event. And thank you for keeping us informed on Twitter. You know, that was so wonderful that you were able to give us some updates. And we know that you had a friend out there posting your updates for you. But we really do appreciate it. That was fantastic. And I'm seeing your post in there. No, you don't sound like a chipmunk. Maybe I sound like a chipmunk on a Monday. But anyhow, we got a few more callers. Let's see if we can't jump down here and take a couple more. How about 937? You're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott. Cody Burleson. How you doing?
Good, Cody. How are you, sir?
No, just driving back from lunch. Had to run home, let the dogs out right quick. Figured I'd try to catch on my cell phone here, listen to the show a little bit. Hey, I just wanted to know, I heard, what was that amount of the donations again?
$640.
That was all the donations on the site, right?
What's that?
Was that all the donations on the site?
That's all the donations altogether, buddy.
Okay. Well, whatever we made on the website, like I said last night in the chat room, I know the Making Eight Maniacs kind of cut out of there a little early after the show. You know, I'm still going to match whatever we raised, you know, for the donations
right.
on the site.
Okay.
So just whenever you get a chance,
okay.
man, you know, just send me the total of what we made off the site, and I'll double that. And
absolutely,
you
buddy.
Know, we'll get all this squared away. We'll get the money off those organizations.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. That's fantastic. And, you know, Cody, we sure appreciate what you've done for us, man, and what you're doing for these organizations, as well as the sport of rodeo, man. It's guys like you that show – you know, that we are true family and, you know, we all stick together. This is just fantastic, man. I can't thank you enough, really. It's a cool thing.
Well, you know, actually the one that got it started for me was Barbara, you know. She donated that buckle, and, you know, I felt, you know, hey, I need to give back myself. You know, like I said, that I've got so much from the community, so might as well give back what I can. But, you know, I want to send a big thank you to the Making 8 Maniacs out there for helping me out with this deal. If it weren't for you guys, you know, heck, it wouldn't be where it's at right now.
Most definitely. Well, you're getting lots of applause and lots of thank yous from the Making 8 Maniacs right now in the chat room. So
yeah, wish I could be there in the chat room with them, you know, but hey, somebody's got to make some money, right?
I hear you, man. No doubt. No doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. We look forward to talking with you much, much more. We're going to work on getting that money out to you so we can get it out to these donations. We did have a new record last night, though. I think we only beat it by 10 or so, but we had 390 live listeners last night. So great job to all the Making 8 Maniacs for getting out and spreading the word, telling everybody about us.
Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate that, guys.
Most definitely.
All righty, Scott. I got to get going, buddy. I just pulled in back to work, man.
All right, Cody. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, man, and tuning in to the Lunch Hour Radio Show, buddy. Have a great week.
All right, buddy. Yes, sir. You too. We'll catch you later.
All right. All right. Now, I got to get back into the chat room here. I've seen chats about my nickname being broadcasted, and, yes, we all got the nickname last night. We appreciate it. I believe it was Junior out there throwing that out, and thank you for that, buddy. Thank you for reminding me. It just shows that what goes around comes around. You know, I was kind of hard on some of the guys, kind of busting on Luke Snyder's chops a little bit yesterday, and old Scotty Plowman, a good friend of mine, ended up kind of busting on his chops just a little bit, so I got it back last night. Fortunately, because I was in control of the switchboard, I was able to give it out, but right there at the end of the show. So hopefully we can let that go and just kind of forget about it. But thank you guys for reminding me of that. Let's take another break here, Bull Riding fans. This next break is going to be brought to you by Saltwater Cowboy. That's right. He's posted up on the Making 8 homepage. Get on over and check out the Saltwater Cowboy. If you're in the Texas area and want to go get a grip on some good fish, he's the man you want to go talk to. Check him out for more information. His link is posted right there on the Making 8 homepage. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. But infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bared down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't.
I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
Coliseum downtown.
back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right. We snuck another one in you. That's a good old Sonny Ledford breaking it down for you. A little bit of PBR, a little bit of bull riding music right there. That's good music to get on down the road to. And, you know, we're just sitting there in the chat room, everybody kind of talking about them and the North Carolina boys. I got a pretty good little story about that deal. And, of course, I'll share it with you because, hey, it's my show, you know. But, you know, the first time I actually ended up in a PBR event, man, I was nervous as all get out. Bought the CD just a couple – actually got up for Christmas and rode in January in the PBR Enterprise deal back in 07. So it was 06 Christmas. And I got it for Christmas present. Man, you know, my kids, you know, I'd wear it out. Wear it out in the truck, wear it out in the house. And, shoot, yeah, you can better believe that, you know, man, we were jamming to the Sonny Ledford there. Well, get down there to this PBR deal, and I'm nervous as all get out. You know, I'm standing in the alleyway there, the smoke, PBR and flames coming out, you know, and what song comes on? But that song right there, a little bit of Buck, Buck, Buck. And no doubt about it, you know, I'm standing next to, you know, five-time world champion Rob Smets, and I mean, just shaking in my boots, you know. I mean, it's the PBR. And, man, it was a great time and just, I mean, jam up. But, you know, when that song came on, it seems like everything else just kind of went away. And we just jammed. And after that, it was over. Just had a blast out there at the PBR show. And of course, you know, I mean, Say I Won't was pretty big back then, broadcasting for the PBR. I still hear their music out there quite often. I love getting on down the road to them. And, of course, Luke Kaufman being another one. Does a lot of work, hangs out with Sonny Ledford, plays with them a lot. You know, they jam. They know how to put on a good little deal. And we sure love them and appreciate what they've done for us in providing some great music, especially music to get us started on a Monday afternoon. So looks like we got a few more guests in there and a few more newcomers. Want to welcome y'all to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Thanks for tuning in. We sure appreciate you. Make sure you tell your friends. Tell your neighbors, shoot, tell the ones you don't care for. Get over here and tune in to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Send them out emails. We got a few more things to talk about. PBR Canada finals coming up this weekend. And so everybody has an opportunity to look forward to that. Not sure if they're going to have any of the footage like they did down in the Brazilian finals. You know, so hopefully they can get that tuned out. That would be really great. Wouldn't it be really cool to get Making Eight and all the Making Eight maniacs to be able to watch it live through Making8.com? Be an awesome little deal. Good morning, Miss Cat. We see you popping in there on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Welcome, ma'am. We sure are glad to have you here with us. Know that you had to break away from the books. Hey, don't let us influence you in a bad way. It's a great way to get things started on a Lunch Hour show here on Monday morning. What else we got going on? The Australian finals coming up in 2 weeks. And, you know, that reminded me, you know, I just thought about it here maybe about 30 minutes ago. We're less than 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. Holy cow. You talk about crazy. And then Black Friday, you know, we're less than 2 weeks away from that there, fans. Hopefully all you Making Eight maniacs have got your little jingle in your pocket, get ready to go out there and get some good shopping done for Christmas. Hey, don't forget about your favorite announcer here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows now. It's Christmas time, so, you know, don't hold anything back. Black Friday, y'all get out there at 4 o'clock in the morning and do some shopping for us right here. You know, I've got a good song that we're going to lead into here. We might play it here in just a little bit. Good Thanksgiving song to get y'all fired up for Thanksgiving coming up in about 2 weeks. You know what? This time of year, I get excited. I absolutely love the holidays. Love spending time with the family. Well, maybe not all the family, but some of the family anyways. But we're going to have a good time with it. You know, some of the other things I want to talk about here. I believe Brendan Clark has a show coming up this Tuesday. Y'all don't miss out on that. I have not heard word whether or not he's going to have one for sure, but y'all stay tuned to Brendan. If you're not following him on Twitter, you need to get over there. There's a lot of the PBR stars. I know Sean Willingham just started up a Twitter page. You got Austin Meyer just started up a Twitter page. And, of course, you got Luke and Brendan, you know, have been out there for – I think they're the ones that probably started Twitter, you know, especially for the PBR guys. But those guys are great. We love them. You know, I might have given Luke a little bit of a hard time last night, but, hey, you know what? It's bull riding, you know. These guys, they got to have broad shoulders to take some of that stuff. We had fun with them anyways. And hopefully he'll shave his beard before January. So I'm looking here, just checking out some of the things going on in the chat room. You know, like I said, you know, we're excited that we've got as many members in our chat room. We got our Making Eight Maniacs over there joining us. We've got some that can't join us, so they're tuning in online. They're checking us out on the phone, calling in. And if you guys can't tune in from your computer, you can always call the show line. Just don't press 1. And that lets us know that you just want to listen in. And we'll sit back and bring all the action to you right here via the phone. 646-915-9940. So y'all write it down. Put it in your phone. Put it out as a lunch hour radio show, as Making Eight, whatever. And make sure you stay in tune with us. So, you know, we'll have a great time with it. Definitely got to spread the word, though, guys. We're looking for some big things to happen with us within the next couple months. And we need your help. You know, we really do. You guys have done such a fantastic job and really got a grip with us right here. And we've just had so much fun with all of you. Don't know what we'd do without you, really. But you guys got to continue to keep spreading the word for us. Help get that word out. Let's make some big things happen here for Making Eight, which in return is going to give it back to you guys, the fans. That's right. You all, the fans, are going to have the opportunity to benefit because you're going to be able to see some things that you might not normally otherwise get to see. When you're sitting around there on a Friday night looking to watch some PBR, there's nothing on, be able to tune in to Making Eight. We'll be out broadcasting live. Not only that, but, you know, we're going to find a way to get you guys involved. You guys are going to be able to sit back and join with us. We're going to chat during the broadcast. And, you know, we'll be able to hang out and just have a fantastic time during the event, make you guys feel like you're part of the show. You guys are going to be my color commentators, I guess. You know, you'll be able to comment on what you're seeing, and we'll be able to respond to you right there live from these bull rides that we're getting out to. Keeping our fingers crossed, saying our prayers that we'll be able to get out to some of these PBR Touring Pro events and cover them as well. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. We do have some events coming up this week. We're going to be out live Wednesday. We're going to do our lunch hour rodeo show just like we normally do from 12:30 to 1:30 now. And then we're going to move things along, and we're going to do a live video stream immediately following. You have to give us about 5 minutes, but you guys can get over. We're going to close down the radio broadcast. You guys can bring up the video broadcast and sit there and watch us live as we have a sit-down interview with one of the PRCA finalists in tie-down roping, Shane Hensey. This guy's a cut-up. His buddy, his traveling partner, Tuff Cooper, just won the CFR up in Canada. So, you know, and this guy's standing fifth in the world right now. So he's got a shot. He was Rookie of the Year last year. We're going to be able to sit down and talk with him. And then we're going to be able to sit back and watch him rope. You guys can comment, ask him questions through the chat room, maybe even, you know, get a hold of us. We'll be able to get those questions out to him, and it'll be a fun show. So you guys make sure to tune into that on Wednesday. And then Friday and Saturday, that's right, 7, I believe it's 7 or 7:30. You guys are going to have to check with me. Eastern time, we're going to be broadcasting live, doing the video broadcast with some great new cameras. We got some big things happening. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. You guys are going to get some great views up close and personal with the bull riders. It's going to be a Bulls and Barrels event on Saturday benefiting the Toys for Tots. If you guys are in the Lakeland and Florida area, make sure you get on over there. I believe Junior Jones is going to be down there. That's right, North Carolina bull rider. We'll get to see him fall off. I mean, no, I shouldn't say that, really. We hope that you win, and we want to wish you the best of luck there, Junior. Don't let me give you too hard of a time now, okay? Anyways, let's see what we got. The NFR, December 2nd through the 11th. No doubt about it. You guys have got to be able to stay tuned with that. I know that they've got some radio coverage of the NFR. Y'all say your prayers. Let some of the big sponsors know about us because we have an opportunity to be out there to bring you some great events, live video streams. We'll do our lunch hour shows from out there. It would be a great, great opportunity, not only for Making Eight, but for you, the fans. We're looking for some sponsorships. We got to put it together real quick because, I mean, we're talking like just 2 weeks away, and we got to have, you know, plane tickets and everything else to make sure we're out there for it. So if you guys know somebody that would be interested in having their logos broadcasted throughout our radio shows, throughout our video shows, Tell them to get in contact with Making Eight. Just go find us on our contact page. Got all our information right there. Be happy to talk with them, see if we can't get something rolling to get us out there. We do have a really good opportunity, and I will give you a hint. It has to do with Gary LaFeu and the Buck and Ball. We're still waiting on the final confirmation from that, but it looks pretty positive right now. So you guys stay tuned to Making Eight. We're going to bring you some cool, cool things. I also want to welcome in looks like Wealthy 66 joining us for the first time today. Thank you. We sure appreciate you tuning in to the Lunch Hour Radio Show. And keep getting a grip with us. Tell your friends about us. We sure do love it. Having a great time here on a Monday. Hopefully getting you guys fired up for the rest of the week and get you all starting off on your Monday right. Let's see. What do we got? Let's see if we can't take another break here, radio fans. Y'all, you know, we're talking about Thanksgiving and all that, so let's throw it out there. We'll play a little bit of my favorite Thanksgiving song. Just wouldn't be right without it. So y'all listen to the Lunch Hour Radio Show. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Love to eat turkey.
Love to eat turkey. I love you.
Love to eat turkey. Of course it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat,
so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyway.
Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey then I take nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroy. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hey, look at me. Lock in. Crusher here has an extra deltoid muscle. It means he's got exponentially greater Bucky propulsion. Now you lean back and you hang on. I'll be there.
Rodeo clowns are a lifesaver.
Rodeo clown. I'm with the birthday party.
Hello, baby!
Oh, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Stay smart. Stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right. A little bit of some Adam Sandler to get you in the mood for Thanksgiving, only 2 weeks away. And don't forget Black Friday right behind it. I hope y'all are getting ready for it. I know I am not, but I got a bunch of boxes in my living room right now loaded up for with Christmas stuff, getting ready to put it out. I know the kids are all fired up for it. And, shoot, you know, I mean, this is probably the nicest place we lived in. You know, we just moved down here in February down here to Myakka City, and man, the kids are really fired up about hanging some Christmas lights and stuff. They're trying to get old dad up there on the roof, you know, and boy, I just ain't ready yet. I got to get some pants on first is what I keep telling them. But, you know, that does kind of remind me. I've been sitting here watching the chat room, and, man, I'm going to tell you what, I'm a little kind of concerned. Jaylay here kind of, you know, trying to find out what I sing in the shower, and Jaylay out there talking about how much I've been in his head got me kind of worried there. Some of the maniacs might be getting a little bit too frisky there, and y'all might just have to ease up there a little bit on me. I'm getting a little concerned about you. But no, we really do. We love y'all, for sure. Even Jaylay. Well, kind of. Anyways, moving on. Let's see. That's right. Miss Sandy's throwing out there time for a winter buckle series. And, you know, there's a lot of them going on out there. And, oh, Kat's asking if I'm not wearing any pants. Well, you know what? That's why I'm doing video or radio and not video. So we'll leave that one alone. Now, how do you know, Junior? Junior's posting comments in there about me never wearing pants. How do you know I never wear pants there, Bubba? You see me out there at the bull ride, you know I wear pants out there. Well, I wear britches anyways. Wranglers, that's right. Go get yourself some Wranglers. Ain't nothing like a good pair of Wranglers. Long live cowboys. That's how it goes, right? Let's see what we got. We got about 13 minutes left in our show here. I know we still got some cowboy logic for you. Today we're going to bring you a little bit of special cowboy logic. And, you know, it kind of leads into what I want to talk about. You guys have been talking a little bit, you know, we've been talking last night on the show. We kind of threw it out there to you about us being able to go to Vegas. You know, part of the reason why we're able to get out there is because we got in contact earlier this year with Gary LaFeu. Gary, one of the greatest cowboys you'll ever meet. I mean, this guy, such an inspiration, both in the arena, out of the arena. When it comes down to your everyday life things, you know, this guy's really got a grip on, you know, how to focus and how to stay focused on what you're doing. Him and I got to sit down and talk a little bit about, you know, making eight, what we were doing. He really got us fired up. Actually went out and bought his Positive Thinking CDs. That guy really inspires you. You know, you can take what he's talking to these bull riders and apply it to your everyday lives. And, you know, it takes work. I mean, you can't just sit back and wait and expect something to happen. You got to kind of get out there and make things happen. Gary kind of teaches you and gives you that motivation to get out there and do that. Really a great inspiration. I highly recommend that if you're out there just looking to move forward, maybe stuck between a rock and a hard place, don't know where to go, jump out there, go buy one of his CDs. He's got them online. We've got his link set up on making8.com. Get over there and check out our links page, and you'll find the Gary LaFeu Bull Riding World. Click on his link, and you can definitely get over there and tune into it. You know, I'm seeing some comments here posted about Gary. He's like an old Indian chief. You know, he is. He's like a wise Indian chief, you know. That guy's been there and done it, and he knows how to be successful because he applies himself. And, you know, when it comes down to what you're doing, you know, not everybody agrees with Gary and his personal lifestyle, but nobody has to. You know, that's the great thing about it. But you can take his knowledge and how he applies things and apply it to your life. Man, I'm telling you, things have come out there real strong. You know, we're trying to you know, get out there to Vegas and be able to spend some time with him, bring you guys some footage from out there. And, man, it would be a spectacular thing. But one of the things that we're looking into is that positive thinking. We keep having that positive thinking, and it's gotten us where we are right now, and it's going to continue to drive us. So one of the things I want to do is actually break down. I'm going to give you some cowboy logic just a little bit early. You guys make sure that you guys – get out there and check out his CDs. But here's a clip from actually one of them, and we're going to throw them out there to you. You guys take a listen to your Cowboy Logic for the day, brought to you by LeFou Bull Riding World and Gary LeFou, the guru himself. So here you go with the Cowboy Logic, courtesy of MakingA.com.
Consistency is the name of the game, and I don't buck off anything. I try to ride everything I get on. You know, my job when I show up is to ride what they give me, and if the judges want to give me money, good. If they don't, hey, they can't keep me out of the trees because I'm a squirrel. You know, I'll get up there. You know, that is. And you're going to get, sometimes they're not going to give you what you deserve. Sometimes they give you more than they deserve. I've never seen anybody beat up a judge for giving them too many points. You know, but I've seen a lot of guys try to beat them up for not giving them enough. It all works out in the game, you know, in the work. So, what I'm trying to say is don't lose your focus by worrying about the stock. You know, don't, you know, your job is when you show up is to be prepared and try to get the whistle on anything that you get on. What else gets you control when you get to the rodeo?
When you go.
Oh, what day?
What order.
What order. There you go. Always be prepared. Have your glove on and be ready when they get to you, you know, because that doesn't matter, you know. How about weather? Weather. You might show up, might be raining straight down. The arena might look like a mud puddle out there. The day before, the guys rode in sunshine. You know, they had, you know, the same stock, but they was riding in the sunshine. You're riding in the old cold rain, muddy rain, you know. I'll tell you what, three different times at Calgary is I win first place on bulls when it was raining straight down. The arena was that deep, you know. I don't know how many bulls that I win money on when it was, the weather was just about as miserable as you could get it, you know. But when you get an attitude, it's Palm Springs out there, you know, and you're there to win and you're there to ride. It's a whole different ball game. You know, the weather does not bother you. Do not let it take away from your focus. But I see a lot of guys show up, oh, man, look at this junk, you know, look at that arena, you know. And then they that takes away from your focus. You start thinking about this, you start thinking about that, and it just your thoughts get scattered, and you cannot ride and win with scattered thoughts. It's like the rays of the sun. You know, they're scattered out like this, but you take a magnifying glass and you concentrate those rays, and you focus them in there, and they'll start a fire. They get hot, you know. Your thoughts are the same way. When they're scattered, there's no power to them. But when you bring them together and you focus them, you know, and you concentrate on what it is that you want, all that mental power goes to work, and then you'll, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get the job done. Anything else we can't control when we get to the rodeo?
You're the cowboy.
The draw? That's right. You can't, you know. Your job when you get the rodeo, you're not competing against the other cowboys. You're competing against the animal. When you get the animal ridden, it don't matter who's there. If you ride the best one, you're going to win. You know, and that's why rookies show up all the time and beat the best in the world. They draw better. They get the job done. You know, they're going to get the whistle. You know, or they're going to get the money. How about the judging? You cannot control the judging. You know, a lot of guys show up and go, oh, man, them idiots are judging. Man, you know, and they just... That gets your attitude down, you know. And then maybe they got to you someplace, you know. But some other guy, you go someplace, he gives you money, you know. So it all works out in the wars. Your job is to stay focused. Get the whistle and let the chips fall where they may. Because they're going to get to you one place, they're going to give you something somewhere else. It's all going to work out, you know. But if you get to worrying about it, you get to bitching about it, that's going to have an effect on your focus. That's going to, you know, that's going to affect your outcome for the year-end payoff. Anything else we can't control? What can we control?
Your riding ability.
Ability. Okay, that comes from training and being prepared, right? So when we, ability comes from that proper and prior preparation prevents that piss poor performance, you know? So when you do your drills, you do your practice, dedication, you know, dedication and concentration are just something that you cannot get away from. You know, you got to, you know, just like I was telling you, when I started, when my friends were water skiing and, you know, going and chasing women, I was at the arena someplace. I had to give all that up. I had to sacrifice one thing for the other thing that I wanted, you know. And I pretty much quit partying. I started saving my money and I started, you know, saving for when I got to go down that road and live the life that I wanted to live. And that took sacrifice, you know. So you got to sacrifice every once in a while. How about mental attitude? Mental attitude is the number one thing that you can control. When you show up that rodeo, you can either have a bad attitude or you can have a good attitude. A bad attitude is going to take you down. A good attitude is going to be, you know, with a good attitude day in, day out, you're going to be a lot luckier. You're going to win a lot more than the guy that's down on himself, you know, or down on the world, down on his luck. Anything else that we can control at the rodeo?
Desire.
Desire. That's right. A deep desire for this game. I don't think anything will take you to the top more than desire. You know, I've seen a lot of real talented guys never make it in this game because they didn't have enough heart and enough try, you know, enough desire. But other guys who seem to have no ability at all because they never quit trying, they had so much heart and try. You got that much heart and try, you will find a way to make it in this game. You can't keep anybody down. Tuff Hedeman would probably be a perfect example of that. When they first cracked it, when he first cracked out with Cody Lambert and those guys, they picked up bull riding real quick. Poor old Tuff, he was hung up down under them, dragging just a wreck every time he got on one, you know, because his body looked too tall to ride bulls. He had that tall upper body, and, you know, he's on his butt and back off that rope, and, oh, man, he was a wreck. But the one thing about Tuff is he didn't like losing. You know, he never gave up. He never quit trying. And sooner or later, he developed one of the greatest riding styles that's ever come down the pike, you know, just out of pure desire. A lot of times, Donnie Gay was another guy that when he first started riding, he had these little short legs. He looked like a quail on him. His feet were constantly kicking him in the ass. He was going down on the head, and they'd stomp him. You know, I've seen him come out front of them thumbbucks with dust in his eye and stomped all over, and just he'd be crying. He'd be so mad. He'd go, "Where's another bull?" You know, and he'd go down the chutes, and they'd turn one out, and boy, he'd throw a rope on that thumbbuck and just come out like an animal, you know, just crazed, you know. His brother Pete had these big old arms, had about 19-inch arms. Tougher than hell. Him and Donnie get in a fight every day. Pete get him down, beat the hell out of him, you know. He just be pounding on him. He say, "You had enough." And Donnie just spit in his eye and goes, "No, you can't whip me, you know. You let me up, I'll kick your butt, you know." And they got in a fight with Rodeo together when I was going to Waco one year. And he said, "Pull over, I'm going to whip your ass, Pete." You know, so they get out in the car, and Pete takes him down, starts beating on him, you know. And, "You had enough?" "No," you know. And he looks up at me and goes, "I beat on him every day all my life, but I can't whip him." he never says die. You know, so when you got a guy that tough that just never gives up, you know, he's going to find a way to be great. You know, and that was the incredible desire that Donnie Gay had, you know, to ride bulls. He overcome what looked like he didn't have ability, and he had found ability with heart and try.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right. That is some cowboy logic for you from the guru himself. And no doubt about it, you know, he's one of the greatest. If you guys get an opportunity, go check out Gary Lafeu, Lafeu's Bucking, LafeuBuckingWorld.com or LafeuBullRidingWorld.com. That's right. I'll get it right here. But he's also going to be out in Vegas during the NFR hosting the Bucking Ball. It's going to have several singers out there, one of them being Justin McBride playing, I believe, every night is on the schedule. You know, so we got some great opportunities. Don't miss out on the opportunity to get out there to Vegas to go check him out. Just hearing this guy talk will get you inspired and make you get out there. And, you know, that desire goes for anything you want to do. That's what I apply to making8.com is that desire and that determination to be successful. You know, it's just like riding a bull. So let's go out there and, you know, have a great Monday. Let's have a great week, and let's put our heads down and bear down and get the job done all week long. I want to thank everybody for tuning in here to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on our Maniac Monday. That's right. Thanks to all the Making 8 Maniacs out there. We certainly love you. Make sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget about Brendan's video broadcast as well as ours coming up this week. For more information, keep checking out making8.com. We're going to bring it to you. Until then, rodeo fans, get a grip with Making 8.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music.
Thank you.
World Champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.